This is Sean with Voices of SAE, and I'm speaking with Gabriel, and it's McGill, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Right on. So, what day were you born and in what city?
I was born November 12th, 1998 in Indianapolis, Indiana.
I graduated in 97, just saying. Anyway, so where'd you go to grade school and high school?
Well, I went in elementary school, I went to New Augusta South, and then in middle school, I went to New Augusta North, which is in Pike Township, and then when I went to high school, I switched townships and went to North Central High School.
And what are your parents' names?
My father is named E. Isachuel, and my mother is named Jamie Spencer.
I'd like to give a little bit of honoring. I know your father passed away. May all of his memories live on, and may you help that happen. But just wanted to say that to, you know, give a little honor to your dad.
Indeed. Appreciate it.
You got it. So grade school, high school, what type of activities at school or things in the community did you get involved with?
Well, when I was in middle school, I got interested in music late, like around eighth grade. I joined the honor choir, and then throughout all of high school, I did choir, concert choir, and show choir, and I was on the tennis team when I was in eighth grade and when I was a freshman in high school, but then I stopped tennis so I could do more music, so I did like a couple musicals, like I told you about the choirs and stuff, so that's really what I was in. I was really just a music kid.
What were the musicals?
When I was a sophomore, I did Drowsy Chaperone, and when I was a senior, I did Oklahoma.
Oh, that's a classic. That's a big old classic. I got to interview a few weeks ago a guy that for 10 years has been touring with Wicked, which is like Wizard of Oz, Broadway. Pretty amazing. It's for him, you know, people to get to that level and keep rocking, but... All right, so when you're in grade school, kind of going into high school, and you're getting interested in different things that you could do when you grow up, what were your original thoughts of, like, what direction your life path was going to be career-wise, or just involvement-wise, going from, like, junior high into high school?
I would say when I was, like, in, like, junior high going into high school, I think I wanted to be, like, a musician, really. Because I really liked the fact that I figured out I actually had a decent singing voice. And I really wanted to, like, maybe learn some new instruments and, like, try to be a musician. But throughout high school, I found it to be more of a hobby.
Okay.
Music.
And then as you were thinking about college, like, how did you end up picking Ball State? And what were the, you know, what were the reasons that you really decided to go to Ball State?
Well, it's actually a funny story. I applied for, like, a bunch of different colleges, but my grades weren't like that. My grades weren't that great or anything. So I really got into Ball State by the skin of my teeth. Like, I was waitlisted, but then I was waitlisted in, like, October of 2017 or 2016. I was waitlisted in October 2016, and then it wasn't until July of 2017, when everybody had already gotten into whatever school they were going to, it wasn't until July where I went to my mailbox and I got the huge acceptance letter from Ball State, and I was extremely happy, and I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going, because if I hadn't gone there, I was already ready to just say, you know what, I'm gonna just go to Ivy Tech for a year and transfer somewhere. I was already enrolled in Ivy Tech. I'd already talked to my advisor. I already had my classes set up, and how it was going to work was I was going to go to Ivy Tech, and then I was going to transfer to what's that school in Chicago? DePaul. I was going to transfer to DePaul because I wanted to do screenwriting. But then I got into Ball State, and so I was like, you know what? I'll just go to Ball State, do the TCOM department, and that's where I'm now.
You know what's funny about you saying that is that I did activities and things in high school. I also worked at the biggest ad agency in Indianapolis as an intern for 2 years. So I knew I wanted to go into advertising. That's kind of why I was focusing on Ball State. And my grades weren't that great. They were okay. I kind of coasted through high school, really. Wasn't really that motivated, so just did enough to get by or whatever and played some sports.
Same.
But my counselor was like, you should take a couple classes the fall before your freshman year, and you'll probably meet some people, and you could go up there for like the first summer session classes. And the first day of one of the two classes was speech class, and sitting next to me was a sophomore who was an SAE. And I had to do an impromptu interview about him and then speak about him in front of the class. And that was my first connection with SAE. So if all that stuff had it worked out like that, who knows where would it, I knew I was Legacy Simakai, all these things. So it's just crazy how life will set it up sometimes, and it's the path you're supposed to be on anyway. That's my point.
Indeed.
Right. So when you got to Ball State, who was your first connection with SAE?
Oh, my first connection with SAE would have to be my friend. He lived on my floor. His name's Jackson Ammons. He told me to rush. We were freshmen. We lived on the same floor. He told me to rush. We were talking in the bathroom, I believe. He told me to rush SAE, and I was like, "Eh, I don't know if I want to rush a fraternity." So my whole freshman year, I didn't. But then my sophomore year, my friend named Mark, he joined SAE. He was like, "Bro, will you please come? Will you please rush?" And I was like, "Okay, I'll rush." And then I went. I rushed. I met all the brothers, and I really enjoyed it. And they gave me a bid, so I took it. And I'm still in it right now.
So, who were some of the guys that you got to meet right out the gate that you're like, who is this character? Who are some of the
And I liked them.
characters? Who are some of the characters that you
The
met out the gate?
characters. Well, I'd have to say Adam Rivelino. He was definitely very interesting. He's a very happy guy. He made you feel he made you feel like you're already a brother when you went just to rush. And then the Max Kupfer, he was like in charge of like everybody who was rushing and like getting our information and stuff. And he was very welcoming and stuff. And Jackson, I was so excited to see Jackson when I came to the rush events. And then just some other people that were already in, because when I came in, I rushed during 365, so like November. So there were already the pledges that rushed in August.
Okay.
And so they let's see, which ones, which one am I, which one of them would I say was a character?
It's all good. You know, I mean, there's a ton of guys. You hit on some good ones.
Indeed.
So listen, let's switch it up a little bit. So after school, if you could have your like ideal position job, what would you be doing?
Well, my ideal,
Yeah.
I would say, I'd be an entrepreneur. Now, what would I be entrepreneuring? What would be my trade per se?
What's the industry? Anybody can say they're an entrepreneur if they sell a candy bar. What's the industry you want to mess with?
Well, I have had an interest in the real estate industry a little bit.
Okay.
I went to a little class over the summer about it, and it seemed very interesting. So I guess I would say that. I guess I would say flipping houses kind of thing,
Okay.
where you buy a house, you contact some contract some excuse me some contractors, they fix up the house, and then you make a profit by selling it.
Right.
I would say that, but the only reason that I would say that I don't think that I'll be doing that very soon, because you need a little bit of starting money, which I don't have.
Or you find somebody that has the money and you quarterback the whole situation and never use your own dollar.
there's that. I don't know much about that, but
you just do that. There is that. You do that. All right. So listen, outside of SE, what are some of the other things you have interest in now, and you know, hobbies or different things you like doing?
Well, I like to read, and I like to write. I like to write a little bit. I'm in an advanced fiction class right now. I like to write little stories, and you know, try to develop them, try to develop characters. But I like to read. I especially like to read this book. You know, you know what it is, Moby Dick. I like to read that book. I'm not done with it though. I like to read the Bible. I like to play video games. I like to, you know, laugh and stuff, hang out with my friends.
Okay.
So that kind of thing. All right. That's what I'd say.
So, as far as, like, positions in the house, have you held any different positions, or what things you've kind of been involved with to help?
Well, I was sweetheart chair. And that went well for the time being, but I mean, I'll just be 100% honest. I did end up getting impeached, but before I was impeached, you know, it was pretty smooth. Everything went pretty nice. We got our sweetheart just fine. And when I lived in last year, I wasn't like house manager or anything, but I always try to make sure that we didn't have unnecessary lights turned on. You wake up early in the morning, there's all these lights on. Like, guys, the sun is out. So that's what I've said.
It's
for,
good you're making them efficient. That's solid. All right, so who are some other people that you'd love to hear their backstory? You don't have to name a bunch, but just a couple people who would you really love to know their backstory?
In SAE with me?
Yeah.
Okay, definitely Sam Smith. I'd like to hear something about him. I'd like to hear something about Hannibal. I'd like to hear about Adam Lackey. I like to hear about Kay Deckard. I like to hear about Bryce Smith. I like to hear about Tyler Fromer, Tyler Kraft. I'll leave it there.
Okay.
too many. I don't want to get into names.
No, that's good. That's all good. All right. So listen, we're gonna close this one out. File for good job. But then we're gonna do a second segment with a few stories.
Okay.
All right.